Hello, here are the headlines. A 16-year-old boy received an 11,000-volt shock and suffered severe burns to his arms after a suspected copper theft at a Cleethorpes substation. He was treated at Sheffield General Hospital for his injuries. Humberside Police has seen a steady increase in metal thefts in the area and has issued a warning about the dangers of entering electrical substations. The teenager has since been released from hospital. £150,000 is to be saved by proposed cuts by North East Lancashire Council. The cuts are part of a restructure in which two executive director positions will be removed from the current management team. The plans are set to be approved at a full council meeting on April the 14th at Cleethorpes Town Hall. By 2014, £300,000 a year in taxpayers' money is expected to be saved. Police are appealing for help in tracing the whereabouts of missing man Michael Lee. The former director of Lee's Furnishings was reported missing on March 16th, though the 75-year-old who lives in the Bagot area has not been seen since March 6th. He's thought to be using his blue Mercedes C220, which has a registration prefix KO04. Anyone with information should call Humberside Police. Reports of a tiger being on the loose from the Great British Circus were laughed off by circus director Martin Lacey. The rumour is believed to have been started by animal rights activists who swamped the social networking site Twitter with messages about the fugitive tiger. The news of the tiger follows reports of protesters sticking cancelled notices across circus posters in Grimsby, where the circus is currently performing. And finally, many readers of today's Telegraph have been April fooled. Prince William and his soon-to-be wife Kate will not be attending the Cleethorpes Pier as stated. We received numerous calls and comments about people's excitement at the event, but the royals are unfortunately not set to take in the sights of the Cleethorpes Resort. You can find out more about these stories by visiting www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.